Along the Tiber, it's pazzo or crazy. Motor scooters and cars whip by near a bridge that spans the river. Kristen Jones stands here, gazing down at the far more tranquil river below, and takes the stone steps down to the river.
We're descending 36 feet below the street level into the channel or the gully that is now the Tiber.
Graffiti covers the stone walls and trash bobs in the water. It's dirty and secluded. Jones wants to change that with the creation of a water-themed piazza, the gathering places that dot Italian cities. Jones remembers when she first saw the Tiber. It was 1983, and she'd just arrived in Rome on a Fulbright scholarship.
And as a New Yorker, I said to myself, oh my God, there's something parallel here. What is this?
And then it hit her like a vision from the nearby Vatican.
This is like a Central Park. Central Park is such an abstract miracle. I mean, it's really nature in the middle of the city, and you walk there and you see leaves tremble and you see real grass and you see a real squirrel and you even can collect mushrooms in Central Park.
Jones could collect an impressive collection of beer bottles here. Homeless people are camped nearby and the stench of urine is overpowering. Italians have little love for the Tiber. It used to frequently flood, prompting the construction in the 1800s of walls that hold and hide the river below the streets. Jones, however, wants people to visit and appreciate the Tiber.
Well, if you think about it, perhaps you could consider it to be the most ancient monument in Rome.
The city was founded along its banks nearly 3,000 years ago, and water has flowed through its history. The Roman Empire's aqueducts revolutionized water transportation. A flooded Colosseum once held mock sea battles. Today, Jones says tourists still come for the water.
The fountains throughout the historic city have always been sort of a showy element of power and exuberance and fun. And yet, the main artery is completely neglected.
Until now. Locals and tourists stroll along the proposed piazza on a recent evening. Jones' group, Tevere Eterno, or Eternal Tiber, organized this event to promote the 650-yard stretch. Supporters would like it to eventually host modern art exhibits and conferences focused on water. Tonight, musicians perform and more than 1,000 candles line the river's banks. Allegra Zapponi checks out the scene and reflects on what the Tiber means to Italians.
I think in the last 50 years of the last century, like the place for the rubbish. Everything you want to give away, you throw it in the river.
But Kristen Jones and her supporters believe that the piazza would be a tributary for getting people to the river and encourage its cleanup. However, arts advocate Luca Bergamo, who has worked for two mayors, says Jones' enthusiasm might not be enough to get the project afloat.
The biggest challenge is that you don't find people investing in risky things in this country. And this is not risky, but it's unknown, non-understood.
Change is resisted in Italy, a country often strangled by its historic past. And politicians can't justify spending money on the Tiber when resources are scarce for more famous monuments. As couples at the event listen to an avant-garde audio composition, attitudes might be changing. The city has added the proposed renovation of this stretch of the Tiber, the Piazza Tevere, to its new city plan. Jones says it's time to hand the project over to Italians.
They're all applauding me and trying to get me to keep doing it. And I keep trying to step back and say, it's your river, hallelujah. You know, see the potential. I see the potential.
She has agreed to plan next year's celebration on the Tiber. In the meantime, there's a reminder of what could be. Jones has surreptitiously posted on the river's embankment replicas of the stone signs that mark Rome's piazzas and streets. They say Piazza Tevere. For the Environment Report, I'm Nancy Greenlace.